KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Stories about babies switched at birth follow a familiar pattern in the era of DNA. Genetic tests are performed for one reason or another. Parents are summoned. The mistake is revealed. The accuracy of the genetic evidence is emphasized in the face of shock and grief, which give way to a what-then section that fills the rest of the narrative. And the subtext is familiar as well, the mysteries of nature versus the vagaries of nurture. The Japanese film, Like Father, Like Son, follows the pattern fairly predictably at first, then transcends it with tenderness, humor, and exquisite depth of feeling. The filmmaker, Hirokazu Koreeda, starts his story with an interview that should ring a bell, an alarm bell, with American parents trying to get their kids into the right private school at any cost. The would-be first grader, Keita, sits between his parents, responding to idiotic questions from a pair of admissions officials. The kid would be adorable were it not for his robotized demeanor and his tense, metallic voice. Still, his architect father, Ryota, and his self-effacing mother, Midori, seem pleased by his scary performance. It's all an empty ritual that has nothing to do with the sweet and eager child Keita reveals himself to be in the privacy of his family, and the wonderful child he continues to be when the switched-at-birth plotline kicks in. Exactly who is he, though? The question takes on layers of irony as well as mystery when Keita's biological parents turn out to be an amiable slacker and his newly anxious wife. They're as loose and loving in the parenting department as Ryota is striving and cold. The child they've raised from birth reflects his upbringing. He may not be bound for academic glory, but he's funny and clearly carefree. Both families are bewildered by the situation, but Ryota is beset by a particular source of pain, his growing sense of failure as a father. Whether or not the kind, vulnerable child he's been raising and goading and disciplining in the name of achievement carries his DNA. The modern architect is clearly intended to be a modern Japanese archetype, pre-psychological as a person, domineering as a husband, remote as a father. Ryota's distress is all the more stirring in a story that's about, among other things, transmitting the remoteness virus from one generation to the next. Like Father, Like Son has still more on its mind, a vision of a Japan in which work will be balanced with leisure and love. The main messenger in this regard isn't the other father, that would be too obvious and his flakiness would undermine the case, but surprisingly, Ryota's boss. You've always kept your foot on the gas pedal, but it's time for you to break, the older man tells him. Ryota is confused, but you got this far because you kept going, he says. That, his boss replies, was another time. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.